Lord. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. From Luke chapter 17, glory to God. We want to read, hallelujah, and I promise you it won't be long unless the Lord says something different, but just want to encourage you and remind you of some things on today. Hallelujah. From Luke chapter 17, and after you found that, find 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Glory to God. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, blessed be the Lord, God who causes us to triumph. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God for technology, that when things don't look like they look right, you can go find what you need. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. From Luke chapter 17, we want to begin reading at verse 11. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 that were lepers, hallelujah, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering, saying, were not there 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Glory to God. And then we want to look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Very simple. And it says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So today I just stopped by. I just want to take a few minutes of your time to just say these simple words, to share with you on today, to remind you to say thank you. All we want to do is say today is, Lord, I just want to say thank you. And I think thank you is a word that is a lost art. A word that has been lost. It is a thing that has been lost during this season. It's in this world. It has evolved. Thank you is just a simple show of having manners. And a lot of times we don't do that. Amen. Sometimes we'll say thank you, and sometimes we'll just get it and keep on going. Sometimes we don't think about saying thank you. But in the day and age that we live in, it's important that we learn how to stop and say thank you. It's about showing gratitude. Gratitude, thank you, is just a simple showing a polite expression of our gratitude. When we say thank you, it just means I'm thankful for what you've done. I appreciate what you've done. What you did was a good gesture, and I just want to say thank you. I'm glad that you took the moment and that you took the time to say thank you. When people give us stuff, it's important that we say thank you. Sometimes we get things we don't like, but you still ought to say thank you, because you know what we say, it's the thought that counts. A lot of times it's not just about what is given, but it's the thought that is given that comes with what has been given. And we as a people, we need to learn how to say thank you. We need to teach our children how to say thank you, because children nowadays think it's old to them. And I don't have to tell mama, daddy, grandma, auntie, or anybody thank you, but we need to learn how to say thank you. We need to learn how to show how we are appreciative of what somebody has done for us or what somebody has given unto us. Well, you say, well, what does that have to do with the scripture on today? I'm so glad you asked, and I'm so glad you are inquiring, because we are living in a time where we forget to tell God thank you. We don't tell him thank you when we get up in the morning. We get up and we just move. Amen. I know I got some witnesses. I'm not the only one that will roll out the bed some mornings and forget to tell God thank you. The first thing that may come out of my mouth is, oh God, my back hurt. Oh God, I didn't rest well last night. Oh God, it's too early to get up in the morning. And we forget to tell God thank you. We forget to tell God thank you for the breath that we breathe. We forget to tell God thank you that we're able to see. We forget to tell God thank you that I'm able to walk. We forget to tell God thank you that I'm able to eat my own food, that I'm able to dress my own self. We forget to tell God thank you, but I stop by today to remind you to tell God thank you. Hallelujah. And so as we begin to go through the scripture and as we begin to look at the word on today, as we look over in Luke, hallelujah, there were those that were sick. And we understand and know that if you were a leper, you were not allowed in the congregation of the people. Almost with what we got going on now. If you got the pandemic, they don't want you around. They want you to stay at home, stay in the hospital, because they don't want you around. But we have 10 lepers that were going about their business. They were moving to and fro, but they stumbled across Jesus. In other words, they crossed paths with Jesus, and Jesus understood and knew what they were dealing with, just like he sees and understands what we're going through. And he does not want us to feel like that he has left us, but he is right there with us. He is right here in the midst of what we're going through. Maybe you're not facing COVID-19, but maybe you're facing something else in your body. But I want to let you know that the Lord is right there, and he has not forgotten about you. You haven't stumbled up on God, because God has been with you all along. But when he came upon these 10 lepers, glory to God, he saw the condition and what they were going through. And he looked at them and he merely told them, be cleansed. Go show yourselves unto the priest and be cleansed. And as they walked, they were cleansed from what was going on. No doubt they were rejoicing. No doubt they were happy, because they realized, I don't have to stay in an isolated place no more. I don't have to walk by myself anymore. But because I've been cleansed of my disease, because I've been cleansed of what I'm going through, I'm now allowed back into the company of people. But one thing they forgot to say, thank you. They didn't tell Jesus thank you. They got excited about what the Lord did. And sometimes if we tell the truth, we get excited about what the Lord does. We get excited about how God blesses us. We get excited about how he opens doors and how he heals us and how he gives us things. We got excited when we got that stimulus check. They were all on Facebook. My account has been stimulated. We get excited. But how many of us really say, God, I just want to say thank you. I didn't have to do anything, and I'm sorry that the pandemic hit, but God, I thank you that I was able to be blessed through the pandemic. Who would have thought you get a check for $1,200 with no taxes attached to it? It was all in your bank account, plus with your kids. Come on, somebody got blessed on today, but did you tell God thank you? They forgot to go back and tell God thank you, but there was the one that came back to say thank you. I just want to remind you, you might need to go back and fall on your face and tell God thank you. You might need to begin to go back through the angles of your mind and through the log and the catalog, through the backlog of your mind, and begin to think about some of the things that God has done for you. We might need to go back and tell God thank you. There are blessings and there are things that come along with telling God thank you. 1 Thessalonians tells us that in everything we ought to give thanks, because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Because we are in Christ Jesus, it's the will of the Father that we learn how to say thank you. Glory to God. The one went back. Hallelujah. And he began to fall. He fell on his face and he recognized what the Lord had done. And he looked at himself and he realized that he was no longer the same. In other words, he had the testimony, I know I've been changed. I know I've been changed. I know the Lord has touched me. I looked at my hands and my hands were brand new. I looked at my feet and they were new too. I looked at my body and everything about me had been changed. I've been cleansed. And he said, I'm going back. I just want to tell God thank you. What have you looked at? What change do you see in your life? Do you think different? Do you act different? Do you walk different? Do you talk different? Did you tell God thank you for changing you on today. Hallelujah. But the word tells us that in every situation, in Thessalonians 5:18 from the Amplified, said no matter what the circumstances are, I want you to understand, you still got to tell God thank you. When you're up, tell him thank you. When you're down, tell him thank you. When you don't have, tell him thank you. The Bible says that I've learned how to be content in whatsoever situation I'm in. In other words, I've learned how to tell God thank you no matter what I'm going through, no matter what's happening. I've learned how to tell God thank you. See, scripture said we had to learn. We got to learn how to do that. Because truth be told, when we started going through, we had attitude. Didn't like what was going on. We didn't want to tell God thank you. We felt like God had done us an injustice. But we had to learn that in every situation, no matter what was going on, how to be thankful unto God, and not just be thankful for one time, but to be continually thankful. See, we got to learn how to be thankful over and over and over and over and over and over again. We can't be thankful today and not thankful tomorrow. You might still be in the same thing, but you still got to be thankful. Being thankful. Because this is the will of God. This is what God wills. We were created to give him worship. We were created to give him praise. We were created to tell God thank you. All throughout the Psalms and the scriptures it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Somebody ought to understand you still got to give thanks because the word says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 Chronicles 16:8 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. See, when we begin to tell God thank you, we're making known to the people what God has done. We're letting them know that God is not dead, but God is yet alive. Yeah, this is a tough time. Yeah, we're going through things that we don't understand. We don't have a pinpoint. We can't figure it out. But yet we still got to give God thanks. We still got to give him glory because this is his will, so that men may know that God is God and besides him there's no other. If we don't cry out, he said the rocks will cry out. I don't know about you, but I don't want a rock crying out for me. Crying out for me. And I'm closing with this. See, when we learn how to give God thanks, in other words, like the one leper, when he went back and gave God thanks, Jesus, when he gave Jesus thanks, Jesus said, hold on a minute. I thought it was 10 of you. What happened to everybody else? Where did everybody else go? Let me give you a secret. There is a benefit to learning how to tell God thank you. There is a benefit. We get a bonus. We get something that others don't get when we learn how to tell God thank you. But because the one went back and said, Jesus, I thank you. Not only was he cleansed, but he was made whole. In other words, he was made whole. He was put back together. What had been broken, what had been fragmented, God put it back together. His skin, it looked like baby skin. Glory, glory, glory. He restored his name. He restored his reputation. Ooh, I believe it's not just about his body, but everything that's attached to him, he made it whole. He put it back together. It's one thing to be cleansed, but it's another thing to be made whole. That means that what I went through, I'm not going to go through it no more. Because when I've been made whole, God closes the door. Say you can't go back. You can't be tried again. You can't go through that again. I made you whole. I've healed you. Nothing broken. Nothing missing. nothing scattered, nothing hidden. You don't have to worry about 6 months later. You don't have to worry about a reoccurrence. They're talking about the antibodies that they don't even know if they're going to work, that if you really build an immune system. But when God makes you whole, you don't have to worry about what man says, because when God makes us whole, he makes us whole. We don't have to worry about backsliding. We don't have to worry about being tried again, because we've been made whole. I'm no longer leaking. I'm no longer broken. I have closed parts. There's nothing open. The devil can't get in, and I can't get out. I might want to get out, but because I've been made whole, God won't let me out. He won't let me go. He won't release me. Because then people will say, well, he didn't do it. They'll begin to call him a liar. But I'm here to tell you that my God cannot lie. That when he makes us whole, he does a whole job. He does a good job. So on today, I just want you to know that we got to learn how to go back and tell God, thank you. You might not like everything that's going on, but you got to still tell God, thank you. You still got to lift your hands and say, God, I thank you. I don't understand it. I can't follow you. I don't know where you're going. I can't see it, God. But God, I trust you. And I say thank you. I say thank you. I say thank you. Lord, I thank you. It could have been the other way. It could have been worse. It could have been me. They got that song said, it could have been me outdoors. It could have been me with no clothes. It could have been me. That was just another statistic. But you didn't see fit to let none of that be. So I thank you. Woo! God, I thank you for one more day. I thank you for one more chance. I might have got up this morning and didn't tell you thank you, but God, I say thank you now. I say thank you, God, for letting me be here. I say thank you, God, for covering me. I say thank you, God, that I got my right mind. I say thank you, God, I might not be 100% whole, but I got a reasonable portion of health and strength. I got a reasonable portion of health and strength. And I say, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that I was able to dress my own self. Thank you, God, that I get me something to eat maybe on this morning. Thank you, God, that I combed my own hair. Thank you, God, that I did what I needed to do. I even drove here today. Didn't have to have nobody to drive me, because I can see. And God, I thank you. I thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. So we got to learn how to take a moment and just say, thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I just want to thank you. We used to sing a song, Lord, Lord, I thank you. Lord, 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 I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for being so good to me. You was my shelter in the time of storm. You was my bread when I was hungry. You never, never left me alone. And I just want to say thank you for being so good to me. So remember, my brothers and sisters, that thank you is just a personal an expression of gratification. You just being personal, you're just showing somebody what you're thankful for, how you appreciate what they did. And when we say, God, I thank you, doesn't mean everything is all right. Doesn't mean everything is going like I want it. But it just means, God, I thank you that I know you're still in control. That, God, I thank you, I know you rule and reign. That, God, I thank you that you got me in your hands and the devil can't do nothing with me. That, God, I thank you that even when I wanted to jump out, you wouldn't let me jump out. But you kept me, God, and I just want to say thank you. So, God, we thank you on today.
God, we praise you and we glorify you. God, that we bless your name and we reverence you, oh Father. But there is none like you. We thank you, God, for how you have blessed us and how you have kept us, how you've watched over us, Lord. You suffered no hurt, harm, or danger to come about us. But God, you kept us, and we say thank you. Thank you on today. Thank you, God, that it is as well as it is. Thank you, God. Ah, yeah, yeah. That you, Dalabashaya, are the lifter of our head. Thank you, God, that you are our strength. Thank you, God, that you are our undergirder, that you gird us up, oh God. Thank you, God, that you are our leaning post, that when we're leaning, God, you're right there and won't let us fall. Thank you, God, that you are a light that shines in our darkness, that when we enter into dark places, that you are right there. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you on today. We thank you on today. God, we thank you. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Goodness and your mercy. We thank you, God, for being who you are. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We give you glory. We give you honor. Help us to be more grateful. Help us to be more thankful for the things that you have done in our life. Oh, God, and when it's all said and done, at the end of it, God, help us to forever give you thanks and to give you praise for you alone. Worthy of all our praise. And today we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, and the people of God shout thank you and amen. Come on and bless the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, God. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. That's it. Even in the midst, we gotta learn how to give a thank you praise. We gotta learn how to give a thank you shout. Because he is worthy. He is worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. God, we just say thank you.